Acts chapter 9, verses 13 through 15. Living with what I can't live without. Perhaps one of the most misfortunate or negative things about living is that we all live, therefore we all have a past. You know that past where that thing that you're trying to get beyond, it keeps coming up again. You remember that time you got caught with somebody and you weren't supposed to be with them? Past. You remember you went through that divorce and it was really, really bad? That's your past.
Yeah.
You remember that time where the police showed up and they arrested you and you were embarrassed about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's your past. We all have a past. And because we all have a past, one of the things that Satan will always use against us is our past. I came today to encourage someone that in spite of your past, God says about you that you are His chosen vessel. And perhaps you think, like sometimes I think, God really don't know me if He chose me to be His chosen vessel. Because I got some stuff in my closet. And I got some stuff that is in my window. And I got some stuff that is already out. And if God really knew that, I don't think that He would say about me that I'm a chosen vessel. Y'all acting so holy. Y'all acting like y'all don't got nothing going on in your life. Y'all need to quit. There you go, baby. There you go. They're faking, baby. That's it. They're faking. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But to the contrary, it's not that God doesn't know who we are. We don't know who we are. See, God knows who we are because God created us. And when God created us in His image. God created us to be more than conquerors. God created us for comeback after comeback and for victory after victory, for turnaround after turnaround. So God knows what's inside of you, but God has to allow you to go through life, through the heartaches of life, so that He can crack you to let something out. You see, pressure will always crack something. Pressure will always open something up. And the thing that you're going through this morning, it is so that God can first crack you so that He can bring the anointing out of you. What's inside of you will never come out of you without pressure. Pressure will always push something in the right direction. Pressure will always push something towards an opening or toward the weakest part of it. Therefore, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. So you keep encountering what you don't like, and the truth is what you don't like in somebody else is because you see it in yourself.
All right.
Man, I don't like this about this person. And the reason that I don't like it is because it reminds me of me. If you have children, trying to deal with your children, especially in the morning time, they just won't act right. They just refuse to do right. And then you look at them and say, boy, I can't stand you sometimes. And then something hits you and say, that's exactly what your mama said about you. We all have a past. And because we have a past, we come to God, and what we try to do is we come to God and we want to leave our past in the rear, in the past. But people won't let you live down the stuff. They always bring it up again. They always tell you what you've been through. And so sometimes what God will do is God will allow somebody else to demask you. Because the truth is we all function from behind a mask. We all show a particular person in public, but behind closed doors, we're somebody else. Amen. Amen. We somebody. Amen. 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 We're somebody else. So we sit here in church like we holy, like we got it going on, like we ain't never sinned, like we ain't never committed adultery, like we ain't never stole nothing, like we ain't never did anything. Like, stop lying. Come on now. Together so that we can confess our sins one to another and then God forgives us, then we move on. But if we don't acknowledge what's in our past, how can God then forgive us if we're too crazy to say it because we're functioning behind a mask?
Amen.
There's a young man, his name was Paul. Initially his name was Saul, and one day he went to the king, he went to the chief priest. And he wanted from them a letter. And the letter was authorization to kill any Christian that he came by. And the reason that he wanted to do that, because he said, they're not real. And I guarantee you, if you put the fire to them, they'll stop calling on the name of Jesus. And you know, that's a lot of Christians today. As soon as you begin to go through something, you stop coming to church.
All right.
And for heaven's sake, don't let your money get low. You stop giving in. When you're going through something, that's the time to press in. Don't stop what you're doing. If it worked on a good day, when it get a little cloudy in your life, trust the God that was there for you then, that he's still there, and he's even closer to you then. You got to learn how to press into God. And so what Saul says, Paul says, if you put a fire to them, they'll all give up. They'll all turn around. And so what he was in essence saying, it wasn't that he hated Christian. He just hated that they were fakers. Look this way. Because the person to your left and to your right may be faking Christianity.
All right.
But don't judge them because you are sitting to somebody's left and somebody's right. See, what I'm trying to get you to see and always is that we're all in the same boat. My sins may be apples and yours oranges and somebody else's grapes, but sin is sin. There's no big people in the kingdom and there's no small people. We're all struggling with something. And when we think that we're to the point where we got it all made, Jesus can come and get us because we don't need to do anything else. We've accomplished this. On this journey called life, we're all going to go through something. And as we go through something, every chapter in life, God will unpeel, God will reveal a little bit more. In other words, he'll begin to remove the mask. And so Paul one day was walking down the road to Damascus. And as he was walking down the road in the middle of the day, the sun, S-O-N, I'm sorry, S-U-N, came down and it shined all around him. And the sun that actually he thought shined around him wasn't the S-U-N, it was the S-O-N. In other words, Jesus shined about on him and says, now, Paul, why you keep fighting me? There's some blessings in your life, but you keep fighting God, therefore you can't get what God has in store for you. You see, sometimes we give Satan credit for stuff that he has no part of. And you keep saying, I wish the devil would leave me alone. And God is saying, no, baby, that's me trying to move you from one place of grace to the next level of grace. See, sometimes when things come in your life and you think it's the devil's work, God is saying, no, but you're in my hand. I'm trying to strip you of some stuff. I'm trying to demask you. I'm trying to show you how your ego is messing with you. I'm trying to show you how you think you all this, but I got to bring you down so that I can lift you up. And when I do the lifting up, you better believe no man can tear you down. See, we got to understand that when God says it's time for you to be elevated, I don't care what comes against you, nobody can then knock you down. But if I lift you up, if I sit you up, if I promote you, then I can turn around and demote you. But when God does the lifting, when God does the shining, when God does the blessing, it's there and it's there indeed. So here is Saul traveling down the road to Damascus. The sun shines on him, and then God begins to speak to him and demask him on the road to Damascus. Some of us this morning, we're traveling down down the road, and God is simply trying to demask us. God is trying to get us to stop faking, stop acting like we got it going on. It's okay, baby, if you cry when something hurts. It's okay if you scream when something fall on your toe. We need to stop acting like we're super Christians, and we just, oh, God is going to work it out. Oh, God is going to step in. Oh, I don't feel no pain. Oh, glory to God. Oh, he's my husband, and oh, he's my wife. Stop lying. You feel what you feel, and God created you to feel what you feel. And so we begin to go through things in life. And here it is, God is trying to demask us. And I want you to understand this morning. And that is, everything that I've gone through was to get me to. Everything in life that I've gone through was to get me to. Now, your two may not look like my two, but that's your two. Right. Your two is for you. And whatever God says your two is, you're going to get there. Because when God says, let us go to the other side, you're going to make it to the other side. You see, people will sometimes come in your life, and people will sometimes try to stop you. And just like this story about Paul, where Paul acted like he was a hater toward the Christians, you got some haters in your life that really are not haters. They just envy you, and they don't know how to say, how you doing it, baby? They don't know how to say, I'm really proud of you. They don't know how to say God is really making a difference in your life. So they act like they hate us, but they really like what God is doing in your life. And so what you do is you stop, because I don't want them to talk about me. Talk about me as much as you please, and don't make a difference. So long as I know the God that I serve, he's able to satisfy. He's able to deliver. He takes me from one level to the next level. Say what you desire to say, but God is doing a new thing in me. And so what God is saying about Paul is that I'm taking you somewhere. And so God says, I'm going to take Paul somewhere. Paul, the Christian man. The one that claimed that he hates all Christians. Now here's the funny part of it. Now God began to speak with Ananias. And says, Ananias, I want you to go and talk to Paul. Now Ananias, remember this, is in church. It's funny how everybody listened to God but church folk. Let me say something. I'm coming back to this. I have some clients of mine that simply don't believe in God. Just simply don't believe in God. The same clients that I have that don't believe in God, they are the same people that is so willing to do something for the kingdom even though they reject God. Because they don't believe in God from the sense of, I'm not going to church and I don't think that I have to have a relationship with God. But what they do try to do is to be good people. Good people don't get to heaven. Your goodness won't land you there. So you can give, you can do, you can walk the straight and narrow, but if you reject Jesus Christ, hell is yours. Not because God sends you to hell. God loves you too much to send you to hell. But if you choose to go, he respects your choice enough to allow you to go. So here it is, Ananias. God comes to Ananias, and God says to Ananias, he says, I want you to go, and I want you to talk to Paul. And I want you to tell Paul that I got a work for him to do. And the church man says, who, me? Let me tell you, God, what I heard about Paul. Now, I find it interesting that it's even in the Bible, because what he says, Ananias in verse number 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man. See, people won't let you live down the stuff from your past. All right. And so every time you try to do something, they tell somebody else, I heard this. Yeah, you heard I used to be a drunk, but let me tell you what God has done for me now.
Yeah, you heard I used to sleep around, but let me tell you what God has done for me now. Yeah, I used to be unemployed, but let me tell you what God has done for me now. You see, we got to stop believing what other people are saying about us, cancel that out with the Word of God. See, only the Word of God will stand. God came to Ananias and says, go tell Paul he's my chosen vessel. And I'm sure Ananias was thinking, now, here I am serving you. Here I am every week coming to church. Here I am doing all these wonderful things. You skip over me and you want Paul to be your chosen vessel? You must not know who Paul is. And God is saying, yes, I know who Paul is. Listen to me. Everything that you've been through, God wants to use it. Do you know why God allowed you to get caught? So that you can testify to somebody else. And watch this now. You gotta get this. It's too many Christian folk. Too many folk like me, preachers, sitting in the pulpit talking about this stuff. This is not it. It is you that is it. It is you when your co-workers come to you on a Monday when the church is closed and you say, listen, I don't know how to preach to you, but I can tell you what God did for me. He made a way out of no way for me. Listen, I don't know how to put it together. I don't know the 3 points of preaching. I don't know how to connect the eyes, but what I do know is God loves me. I don't know how to put it and make it harmonize together, but what I do know is that God stepped in my life one early, early morning, and he made a difference to me. See, that's what God is looking for. God is looking for you to testify about his goodness.
Yes.
So he says about Paul, he says, he's a chosen vessel. Now, for someone to be a chosen vessel, they must submit themselves and allow something to go through them. A vessel is like a pipe. And so when the water goes through the pipe, for example, it is not the responsibility of the pipe to hold the water. It's just a vessel. Just let it run through. God is blessing you so your blessings can just run through. See, God wants to bless you so good so that everybody that is around you, they get wet by your blessing. Every time that you get in the presence of God and your anointing begins to flow, that a little sweat from you pops off to somebody else and they don't say it's nasty. They say, ooh, I felt something touch me. Something touch me. And I know if God has delivered you, he can do something for me. You got to know the God that you serve. See, that's the thing about Paul, is that Paul knew the God that Ananias was supposed to be serving. Because God says to Paul, says, you're going to be a chosen vessel for me. Now, a chosen vessel, he says, I don't want you to think. I just want you to do what I tell you to do. I don't want you to respond to anything. I just want you to be cool when I give you a word, to be cool. In the midst of you going through something, God is saying to you, just be calm. I got you, baby. I promise you, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He says, I know the road that you're on. I know it gets dark sometimes. I know it gets a little bumpy sometimes. But baby, don't you let go. You're my chosen vessel. And you said, God, the hell that I've been through, the hot water that I've been through. And God has said, yeah, baby, I designed it just for you because I want you to testify. I dropped you off in some mess so that you can come through and your mess can be a message to somebody else. You better come on and testify to the goodness of God this morning. God is allowing you to go through something on your road to Damascus. You've been trying to hide yourself. The very thing that you've been trying to hide, God is trying to expose. You look at it as being good, but listen, everything that Satan meant for evil, God turned that thing around and he meant it for good. Yeah, you caught me that time, but God set me free. Has God ever set you free from something? Have you ever been caught up in something? And one day God touched you and he set you free. Won't he open a door for you? Won't he make a way for you? When God opened the door and God begins to demand you and the thing that you were hiding behind, God is saying, no, baby, you don't have to hide behind. I got you. They can see all your mess and they still can't stop you. They can see all of the bad credit and they still can't stop you. I'm still going to give you a car. I'm still going to give you a house. I'm still going to bless you. I'm still going to open a door for you. I'm not concerned about your situation. I'm not concerned about what's going on behind the mask. I'm trying to demask you. And when I demask you, baby, I want folks to see me in you. I want you to walk like me, talk like me. Have the power that I do. I want you to speak to the mountain. Tell the mountain to move. Watch the mountain move. I want you to begin to walk over your circumstance. No, baby, you're not going to sink. I know you feel like you're going down. But but I got you, baby. I'm going to float you to the other side. Come on and float with me, baby. Come on, just float with me. Come on, just ride on a ship called Zion. You got to get in the boat, baby, when you find yourself in the boat. I know what you've been through. I know the hell that you've been through, but I'm going to teach you how to live with what boat won't let you let down. Listen, I know they know about it, but you got to live with it. I want you to stand right next to your troubles and tell your troubles bye-bye. I want you to stand right next to your depression and tell your depression bye-bye. I want you to stand right next to suicide and tell it bye-bye. I want you to stand right next to brokenness and tell it bye-bye. Because God is pulling you out and God is taking you somewhere. God is saying, do you want to ride with me? I'm just trying to get you to the other side. Now, when we get ready to go to the other side, you can expect that it's going to get a little rough sometime. But listen, don't you let go. I want you to live with your troubles. Now, what God will often do in your life is that God will allow joy and pain at the same time. And he said, which one you going to choose? I know it's bad over there, but I'm good over here. I want you to focus on me. I want you to seek me first, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. I'll add all that other stuff to me. I'll give you mercy. I'll give you Mr. Right. I'll give you everything that you want. Just focus on me. And God is calling us today to focus on him. God is teaching us how to stop hiding behind the mask. See, there's too many hypocrites in the church. Act this way today and act that way tomorrow. I wonder if you got any friends in your life. You come to them one day they are, the next day they're acting a fool. But that's all right. God says, I never leave you, never forsake you. God is a friend that I can always bank on. God is a friend that I can trust at all times. And so God allows us to go through some stuff. And so as we begin to go down the road to Damascus, God will begin to Damascus. And Jesus will step in your life and Jesus will show you some stuff. See, that's what the sunlight came about. And he says, I got a revelation to you. And the revelation is, I chose you. And you sitting there saying, God, oh God, why me? Do you know me? Yeah, I know you. I created you. God, do you know this about me? Yeah. But do you know I'm married to the backsliders? Do you know that about God? God says, I know who you are. I know that you're not faithful, but I'm still in love with you. I'm still going to have to chase you. And my goodness, my blessings going to come after you. See, you got to know what's behind you. And the push behind you is greater than the resistance that is in front of you. The resistance that is in front of you is what they said, what they heard. But you need to know the God who's propelling me. You need to know the God who's powering this thing. You need to know the God who's giving me the strength, the power to walk on. You need to know who's behind me. You need to know who's the author and the finisher of my faith. You need to know the one that I serve, the one that I believe in, the one that I know will never leave me. Do you know God? Do you know God? Do you know God? Do you have a relationship with him? If you have a relationship with him, then one thing that you do know about God, and that is God will take you to a place, and sometimes it seems like he's dropping you off. Sometimes it seems like God don't even love you himself. And you're sitting there, you're waiting, you're sitting there, you're praying. You're sitting there, God, how do you let this happen? It seems like I'll never come through. But baby, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Don't you let go of God. God says, I know where you are. I know how long you can be there. See, what you're going through this morning is exactly what God wants you to be going through. And you just there, not so somebody can laugh at you. You there so that somebody can see the God in you. Because if it was them, they would have turned to drugs. If it was them, they would have turned to alcohol. If it was them, they would have killed themselves. But look at you, oh crazy Christian. You still standing there, still praising God, still talking about hope, still talking about salvation, still talking about he's going to make a way. I don't see a way. You're not liable. You got to watch this. Now here's somebody laughing at you and say, look at that fool. Look at that fool. Do they not know we land off around here? Baby, shut the plant down, but I got a job. And even if I don't have a job, my God promised to supply all of my needs. See, because one thing that I understand, baby, whenever things gets really rough in my life, I know a place. I got a secret closet. I ain't talking about a room. I'm talking about just some bending knees I can go to. When I take it to the floor, baby, I know God will work it out. When I fall on bending knees, baby, I know something's going to show up. When I turn it over to God, I know that God will open the door. Have you ever tried the Lord? Won't he make a way? Won't he deliver you? You got to fall down sometimes on your face. You got to keep your mask on and stuff. You got to let folks see the real pain, the real hurt, the real scar. Yeah, some scar in my life. But you got to know
the scars that I have in my life, every cut that I have, every bruise that I have, it's going to work out in my favor. I don't know how God's going to deliver me, but I know God's going to deliver me. I know what I've been through, and I know who the God that I serve, he's going to bring me out. Have you ever tried the Lord that you serve? Won't he bring you out of a mess? Won't he take your mess and do a miracle with it? You know that car you're driving, that house you're living in, you don't qualify for it. God is opening a door for you. You gotta praise him. 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 Lord, he make a way. Lord, he make a way. Lord, Lord, he make a way. Ain't he a good God? Won't he deliver you? Won't he make a way? Won't he get you through some stuff? Won't he give you the power to stand? Everybody thinks you're down and out. No, baby, I ain't down and out. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just ready to fight. I know you're tired, but I ain't tired. I'm just getting ready to go. You picked on the wrong one this time, baby. I got some stuff in me. I'm ready to fight. And I can fight you, and I ain't got to sin. But I refuse to let you walk over me. I ain't dog. I love the Lord, but I'll get you too. I'm coming out against it because I turn it over to the Lord that I serve. God said to Ananias, he says, Ananias, go tell Paul he's a chosen vessel. And I'm sure when Paul got that word, Paul says, who, me? You chose me for what? Do you know what I did yesterday? How about this morning? Because if you know what I did this morning, surely you wouldn't call me. God knows who you are. And God's blessing is not predicated on your little holiness, your little goodness. See, God can use whoever he chose to. And if he chose a rooster to crow and chose an ass to sit down and not to go no more, certainly he chose me too. He says, my eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching over you. I know he knows your situation. God knows where you are. God knows where you are. And not only does he know, but he's big, and he's bad enough to do something about your situation. He just want to put you in a place of praise. If you praise him like you're crazy, watch yourself dance out of your situation. If you praise him like you ain't got no sense, watch you begin to come out of your situation. But you go into it, and he all keep, oh, I can't praise him. Oh, I can't do this. I don't want to get dirty. Let the right situation hit you, baby. You'll find yourself all on your knees, all on the floor, and calling out to God. Just calling to God. God, where are you right now? See, God knows where to go. What God is doing is the master. God taking all that stuff, all that impurities out of you. And see, every time God looks at us, he said, no, I got to take that off. You know, you faking, you acting like you, that don't nothing bother you. And God is saying, no, I got to remove that mask from you too. See, we all on the road to Damascus, and God is always demasking us, taking something out. And every time he takes something out, somebody look at it and say, whoo, I didn't know that was in there. And you said, baby, I knew it was in there. Yeah, yeah. See, God knows what's in the house.
Yeah.
In this vessel. But your body is the temple of God. And so what God is trying to do is trying to clean the vessel. And if he can clean the vessel, he says, you are my chosen. I chose you. And if God chose you, you can't unchoose him. You gotta get this. Watch this. If God chose me, he know everything about me. That means every time I mess up, he said, I knew that. I already knew that. But God, I got this issue. I knew that. I created you, and I let that issue be in you. God, you mean that won't send me to hell? No. God, you mean that won't block my blessing? No. All I want you to do is press into me. Press into me. I want you to push. I want you to pray until something happens. I want you to keep on going. I don't want you to stop in the midst of your storm. Baby, you gotta press. You gotta press. You gotta pray until something happens. I know it don't look like it, but don't you let go of God's unchanging. change your hand. I don't feel like praying. Pray anyway. I don't feel like getting up this morning. Depression is all about. You got to get up anyway. I don't feel like being around anybody. But you got to do it just because God says, I chose you. And when God chose you, he chose you for a purpose. Everything that you've been through, it was to get you. That you're experiencing this morning, your troubles got your name on. Do you know that what you're going through, God allowed it to happen? I know it's ugly. I know it's painful. But everything that you're going through today, God says, it's okay with me. Now, how can a loving God allow such pain? Because God is saying, I know where I'm taking you. And what you're going through, this pain that you're going through, this pain will someday be the fuel to get you to the next level. How do you know who God is if you never try for yourself? God got to allow us to go through some stuff. Just reflect back on your life. All the hell that you've been through in your life. Everything that you've been through in life, just look back at it. As a result of that, you're strong. As a result of that, you made it. Now you can say to somebody, I never would have made it without you. Because you understand, I was going through something. And the enemy thought I was going to die. And the truth of the matter is, at times, I thought I was going to die. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So in the midst of going through something, in the midst of crying, somehow I found the strength inside. I'm talking about real strength inside. Where I got up and I got above my situation. I'm talking about what God did for me. And I'm talking about what God did to the person next to you. I'm talking about what God want to do for you. You're stronger than what you think you are. You got more power than what you think you got. God chose you. God didn't choose you so that you can go down. God knows what's inside of you. He put it in you. Don't you stop. Sickness, don't you stop. Crazy folks, don't you stop. I don't care what you're in the midst of, don't you stop. You better press your way through. You better press your way through. You ain't no folk to do for you. They're not going to do for you. They're going to always bring up your past. You know how she used to do this and he used to do that and this and that. I already know what I used to do. I did it. I don't need your help. I know that. Thank God I can look to the hill with cometh my help, knowing all of my help comes from the Lord. Thank God I don't have to stay in my mess. Thank God I know a deliverer in the midst of my help going through something. And Jesus said, I stretched forth on an old rugged cross. And I did it so that you can have life. And have it more abundantly. People will always keep you looking back. And God is saying, but you got to look forward. People will always keep you living with what you can. If you don't mind, as you close today, I just want you to throw your hands up. I just want you to surrender to God. Come on and stand in the presence. I just want you just to raise your hand. God, I just want to surrender to you. I just want to surrender. As you begin to surrender to God. There's a wind that is blowing in this place. There's a wind. There's a wind that is blowing. There's a wind.
God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, God. Oh, God.
feel that wind, God,
God,
is blowing. That wind is blowing.
I got a question, you know.
But right now, there's a peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Bible you, says, forsake not assembly of saints. When you come together, there's power
thank
in
you,
this place.
Oh, God, I give
there's
you
a
Lord.
Peace. Yeah, I know what's really going on.
Oh, God, I thank you, God.
But there's a peace.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Do you feel the peace of God in this place?
Thank you, Lord.
More important,
thank you,
Lord. Feel the peace of God in your life.
Thank you, Lord God.
I just want you just to stand in the presence of God right now.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
And just relax. You don't have anywhere to go.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord God.
Nowhere is better than where
thank
you are
right now. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh,
just
God,
be
thank
still
you, Lord,
for
right.
a moment. Just be still.
Oh, God, you're making it all right, Father, Lord.
And you don't even have to talk
oh,
to God.
You're making
just,
it all right.
Just be still and just listen
yes,
to God.
Yes, Lord, you're making it all right. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, God.
Don't worry about me. Look
oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, can you praise God? Thank you, Lord.
Have a wonderful God. Just focus
thank
on God
you,
right now.
Oh, God,
just focus on
you.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Just focus on God.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't worry about anybody else. You focus on God.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. I give you praise, God.
Can you feel your presence? Do you hear him speaking to your heart? You've been asking for directions. God is answering somebody's prayer right now.
Thank you, Lord.
God is answering somebody's prayer right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Just breathe in.
Tell them about it.
We're always rushing. God, give me just a little time. I'll answer your prayers. I'll release something for you. God is released. God is released. God is released. Right now to say goodbye to your past.